Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. A long night. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told his disciples, "You will be my witnesses." He had walked with them for 3 years, and at first they watched him do the work, such as when he turned water into wine at the wedding of Cana. And then Jesus invited his disciples to help him do the work. Like, do you remember the story when he fed 5,000 people? Before he blessed them and made this miracle, he said, "You give them something to eat." He invited them to help in the ministry. And eventually, he empowered them to do the work on their own. He helped them do the work, such as when he sent them all out two by two to all the towns that he was going to be traveling to soon, and they would cure the sick and cast out demons. And finally, he watched them do the work, like when Peter healed a crippled man in the third chapter of Acts. Jesus helped his disciples mature from simple fishermen into apostles who were sent around the world sharing the message of the gospel. Because that's what a disciple of Jesus Christ is supposed to do, mature. But I think that many of us, we have not matured much at all, at least not spiritually. See, in Grow, we help our youth. We help them to learn about how much God loves them. Our teachers and our helpers, they guide these young people to understand the stories about Jesus. And when we ask them what they learned at the end of the night, we've already gone over the answers multiple times by that point. We use songs and crafts and readings, and we help them to learn the subject matter. The stories are unambiguous. The lessons are clear. Things like, God listens to you. God made you special. Jesus is your friend. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. All that kind of thing, but pretty simple stuff, you know? Just a second. I'm prepared. All right. Now, once we get to confirmation age, we ask people to become more spiritually mature. The answers aren't always clear at that age. They have to use critical thinking. They have to use their brains, and we encourage them to question the basic assumptions that they might have learned and grow. Yes, God made everything, but who made God? That's a confirmation question. Or, yes, God loves everyone, but what about the story of Sodom and Gomorrah where God destroys an entire city because of sin? As we mature in our spiritual formation, we recognize that hard questions are necessary in order to grow in our faith. Rather than just relying on the faith of their parents now, we ask these youth to make their faith become their own. Now in high school, we want to start involving our youth doing the work of faith. Now, we help them, but they do the work. When a child is confirmed, you see, they take responsibility for their faith. But in high school, we ask that they start to think about finding their identity in Jesus. We want them to recognize that not only are there difficult questions, but some questions don't have any reasonably good answers. Like, if God is good, why does evil exist at all? Why in the world did God make a tree of the knowledge of good and evil if he didn't want us to possibly eat it? I mean, these are questions we just don't have good answers for. But this level of maturity means that we can't just talk the talk. We have to walk the walk. In high school, I want youth to recognize that a living faith means that we model our lives after Jesus. That's what being a follower of Jesus means for a mature Christian. Now, I've noticed some of you aren't really paying very close attention, and I need you to start listening. Because big boy Stephen is giving the sermon. Do you understand? Okay. All right. Now, how many of you think that you have matured spiritually? Now, don't worry. Many of you, I bet, have probably not matured as spiritually as you want to. But don't worry, you're not alone. Okay? This was an issue even back in biblical times. St. Paul told the Corinthian church, "Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it yet." He goes on to explain jealousy, quarreling, factions. They were sort of signs that people hadn't matured spiritually. No matter how much they knew about Jesus, they were acting like babies. But some of them hadn't even learned all that much either. The next verse is from Hebrews. It says, "By this time you ought to be teachers, but you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. Solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish between good and evil." See, in order to walk as Jesus walked, you need to know how he walked. How do you learn that? Well, Bible study, on your own or in a group, listening to sermons, prayer, talking with other mature Christians. I mean, how many of you might have gone to vacation Bible school or Sunday school, but then you weren't confirmed? I mean, a lot of churches don't have confirmation classes, so I'm not blaming you or anything. I'm just saying the fact is that you might have been abandoned spiritually just when you were asking some of the hardest questions. Or how many of you might have been confirmed and then you never came back to church during high school? I mean, this happens all the time. You just got back maybe into coming to church as an adult when you had kids of your own, and now they're asking you questions and you don't really have very good answers for them. Physically, mentally, emotionally, you might be mature, but spiritually, you're still back in the eighth grade. Now, why does this stuff matter? Well, look at me. Look at me. I've been drinking from a bottle, and it takes a little getting used to. I'm going to tell you, my sucking reflex apparently is not very good. I've been drinking from this bottle the entire service. I'm wearing a bib. I threw a little temper tantrum. And you all know I'm doing this for effect. And yet, even though I'm still acting, it's hard to take me seriously. Because we don't listen to babies and immature people. Especially not something important when it's something important like God and our spiritual life. I can talk the talk, I can give a whole sermon, but if I am acting immature, if I'm not walking the walk, then it affects how I'm heard by other people. Spiritually, it's time for us to put down our bottles, take off our bibs, and start drinking from cups, drinking from God's word, and start walking the walk, not relying on other people, but relying on God to live our lives. See, immature Christians are still saved by faith in Jesus Christ alone, but how in the world are you going to be able to be a disciple who makes other disciples if you're a spiritually immature person? At a daycare, the people in charge, they feed the kids and the kids play. At church, we're called to feed other people. And yet, how many Christians come to church and their whole purpose is just to be fed? Just to receive, and I'm not even saying it's bad. It's okay to receive God's love and forgiveness like a child. Jesus says, "Receive the kingdom of God like a child." But we're also called to mature so that we might spread that message to other people and lead them to Christ. We can't do that if all we're doing is feeding ourselves. So here are a few suggestions right at the end here for people who want to mature spiritually. Don't just sit there, do something. Get involved in helping and in serving. One of the best ways to learn something is to try to teach somebody else. And serving others, putting their interests above your own, that is a great way to recognize that faith isn't all about you. It's about other people and their relationship to God. Because we all know babies, immature people, are self-centered. If you want to be mature, you got to focus on other people. Second, don't just do something, sit there. Pray to God to lead you to ministries and to mentors who could lead you further on the path with God. One sign of maturity is the willingness to get to work. Another sign of maturity is to know your limits. As a Christian, this means that while we may be able to do things and willing to do something, we need to look to God to know when to do something and how to do it. No matter how much we learn as Christians, God knows more than we do, and we need to make it clear that we are followers of Jesus above all else. We're not going to put what we want to be, what we want to have done, or how we want to look ahead of God's glory. So finally, don't stop learning. Don't stop improving. One of the basic tenets of the Reformation was this fancy term called Semper Reformata, which meant always reforming, which I think could be easily translated, always maturing. The church is sinful. It's never going to be perfect. We as human beings are also always in need of repentance and forgiveness in some way, form. But mature Christians seek to always be a little bit more earthly good to God so that we bring others to Jesus, train them up in faith, and empower them to lead ministries on their own, eventually without our help, trusting in God's help. A mature Christian isn't just a disciple of Jesus, but a disciple who makes other disciples. And I pray that you will all mature in your faith and that God gives you the strength to do it. Amen.